The Old Testament reading is the Passover from Exodus chapter 12. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall be for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Tell all the congregation of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take a lamb according to their father's house, a lamb for a household. If the household is too small for a lamb, then he and his nearest neighbor shall take according to the number of persons. According to what each can eat, you shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male a year old. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it until the 14th day of this month, when the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill their lambs at twilight. Then they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the house in which they eat. They shall eat the flesh that night, roasted on the fire. With unleavened bread and bittered herbs they shall eat it. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled in water, but roast it, its head with its legs and its inner parts. And you shall let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning you shall burn. In this manner you shall eat it, with your belt fastened, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And on all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. This day shall be for you a memorial day. And ye shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations, as a statute forever. You shall keep it as a feast." This is the word of the Lord.
Amen.
We'll rise for the reading of the gospel lesson. The gospel comes from John chapter 13. "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, when the devil had already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all these things into his hand, and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from the supper. He laid aside his outer garments, and taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, 'Lord, do you wash my feet?' Jesus answered him, 'What I am doing you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand.' Peter said to him, 'You shall never wash my feet.' Jesus answered him, 'If I do not wash you, you have no share with me.' Simon Peter said to him, 'Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head.' And Jesus said to him, 'The one who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not every one of you. For he knew who was to betray him. That was why he said, 'Not all of you are clean.' When he had washed their feet and put on his outer garments and resumed his place, he said to them, 'Do you understand what I have done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your teacher and Lord, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do just as I have done. Truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor a messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." This is the word of the Lord. Grace to you and peace from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It's my personal read, so you are free to ignore it, but that the Gospel of John does two things. It recounts and adds to events that Matthew, Mark, and Luke put on the edges or left out of their lives of Jesus. And John does so in the form of a meditation on those events. What I mean by a meditation is that we live in a sacramental world. Atoms don't just bump into atoms in random motion, but there's an order that undergirds and sustains. And occasionally, with effort or blessed revelation, we can reflect on or meditate on some moments and see the deeper meaning, the deeper order. We rarely get it in the moment. It usually comes later. Sometimes in rosebud moments, and sometimes in footprint moments. John doesn't recount the institution of the Lord's Supper. In the place where we would expect it, we have this scene of foot washing. We have the prompt during the supper. So if you've read those earlier Gospels, you know what else is going on. But John is meditating on the start of the Passion. All things had been given into his hands. He came from God and was going back. So he rose from the supper. In John's telling, Jesus is always in control. You could say that never was he more powerful than right at this moment when all things had been given into his hands. And at the height of power, he laid aside his outer garments and, taking a towel, tied it around his waist, and began to wash his disciples' feet. The powerful incarnation of God Almighty puts that aside and chooses the form of a slave. And I think we have a reference or a meditation on all three ways that Jesus continues to function as a slave to us today. This is during the supper. Jesus continues to offer himself in this supper as the Passover lamb. It's his blood in with and under the wine that was put on the doorposts and upon the lintels of the world, those cross beams of the cross. Here in this meal, we also receive the flesh, the body of the Passover lamb. It's an old phrase, you are what you eat. Through this sacrament, we are sustained and transformed ever more so into the likeness of Christ. We are prepared for the resurrection when we shall be like him. Jesus continues as a servant in this meal. He also continues as a servant in washing. Jesus' interaction with Peter highlights both of those sacramental moments. Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus' answer is that the one who is bathed does not need to wash except for his feet. Jesus has washed us. As surely as those disciples had been washed by the Baptist in the waters of baptism, feet, hands, and head, the entire body washed and claimed by God, the entire person made entirely clean and not needing another full bath, because God's promises abide with the indwelling of the Spirit. Jesus continues as the slave in the washing of baptism, pouring out his Spirit with the waters. But that isn't the last. Jesus washes the feet. As we go about our daily lives, dust that we are, we pick up dust. We are at the same time just and sinner. To be clean, we need to wash our feet. Peter objects to this. Lord, you shall never wash my feet. Being a servant to the muck and grime of our lives can seem below God. Maybe we just don't want Jesus the Lord to know how grimy we get. Not a rational thought, but a real one. Maybe we think we're not that grimy. Maybe we think God couldn't or shouldn't or wouldn't wash away the stuff. That maybe we should do it. Whatever the exact reason, all of them are deadly. If I do not wash you, have no share with me. Jesus continues as the slave in washing away our daily grime in confession and absolution. Jesus continues as the slave through the sacraments. And if we will not allow him, we have no part in him. It is in these sacraments that we both see and practice humility. We see the humility of the Lord of the universe, who does undergird all, acting as the slave. And we practice the humility of humbly asking, give us this day our daily bread. In humility, we receive the grace so desperately needed. Having been given the grace and the example, we receive a charge. For I have given you an example that you should also do just as I have done to you. Jesus would, just a short while later, issue a new commandment, the source of the mandi, the mandate in Maundy Thursday. Love one another as I have loved you. Saint Augustine, reflecting on this foot washing, said, "Let us confess our faults to one another. Forgive one another's faults and pray for one another's faults. In this way, we shall wash one another's feet." And this meal, which we are about to receive, is the sacramental enactment of that. One of the words we use to describe it is communion. This is the table of union. And those who gather around it, gather around in humility and forgiveness. This eating of the meal means you are following your Lord and teacher, that you have put down anything you are holding against those you are joining here. If you've got something against your brother or your sister, take care of that first, and then come back here. Because if you don't, you're no better than Judas, sitting through the meal, the washing, with the devil in his heart. But we've all fallen short. We all need the washing. We all need the bread. And Christ provides all that we need. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The charge is to humbly receive that love and to humbly pass it on to one another. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. Amen.